Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting second, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting third, the right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third, the first baseman, George Grantham. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Howdy Grossclaus. Batting 7th, the catcher, Earl Grace. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Tommy Thavenel. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Ev Brehm. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ev Brehm. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Trainer fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kyler moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Wilson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen moves to second. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Jensen scores. Grantham goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Howdy Grossclaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossclaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive towards short. The Venow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English bunts towards the mound. Brame fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby juggles the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wainer moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Jensen scores. Grantham moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Jackie May now pitching. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 1 in the game. Grossglass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grantham moves to third. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenow hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram is 0 for 1 in the game. Abram hits a pop-up towards third. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 2 in the game. Grossglass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenau bunts towards third. Hornsby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame is 0 for 2 in the game. Brame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grossglos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Jackie May. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bud Teach out now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Pirates. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing second base. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 3 in the game. Grossglass hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grace moves to second. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram is 0 for 3 in the game. Abram hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski pinch hits for Woody Jensen. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Fred Bennett pinch hits for George Grantham. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to second. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Komorowski scores. Trainer moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Eddie Phillips pinch hits for Paul Wehner. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is walked intentionally. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 4 in the game. Grossglass hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Bennett now playing right field. Adam Komorowski now playing left field. Gus Suhr now playing first base. Steve Swietonik now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thevenau bunts towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. Grace moves to second. One out. Hal Finney pinch hits for Steve Swietonik. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.